But first, there have been some dramatic developments over the past fortnight that may prove consequential to the Wentworth by-election. Latest polling shows that Labor could have a fighting chance of winning the seat. And, of course, independent Karen Phelps has gathered an unexpected following in the former Malcolm Turnbull stronghold. But could the announcement of the Morrison government's possible support of moving Australia's embassy in Israel to Jerusalem sway voter support? Henry Tye investigates.
The Wentworth by-election continues to occupy news headlines around the country, and with only 4 days left until the big day, how are the candidates shaping up? The landscape has changed from a fortnight ago. What looked like a slim Sharma win quickly became a tight two-horse race with Phelps. Labour candidate Tim Murray hasn't gone quiet, though, so what's happening there? Dr. Stuart Jackson, lecturer in politics at the University of Sydney, told The Wire that Murray is still a chance in this election, and it could well be a three-horse race.
I think this is the case. He is within, certainly, margin of error territory when it comes to the polling that's been done. And, of course, seat polling is notoriously unreliable, so he could well be leading Phelps. So to be writing him off at this point would probably be dangerous. It's three-horse, because if Murray gets ahead of Phelps, then Sharma wins. And Murray's polling has him between, you know, around the 17 to 20 mark, and Phelps's polling is 20 to 23. So, and that's all within margin of error. The reality is that Murray could, on the day, slip past Phelps.
The independent faces of the Wentworth by-election are still staying strong. But will they be able to replicate a Wagga Wagga-style defeat of the two big parties?
This is not unlike, or you can draw a clear analogy with the Wagga by-election a month ago, where you saw a independent candidate doing rather well, but no one was really sure who was actually going to finish ahead of the independent or the Labor candidate. And so there was a real question mark around who would actually end up winning. Now, that's the same here. Sharma is only on 38 to 40% of the primary vote. That's not enough to win initially. He has to get preferences. If Murray ends up beating Phelps, as it were, to the second spot, then Phelps's preferences could decide whether it's Sharma or Murray.
Preferences remain a prominent issue for the candidates, and an issue that blew up during a debate hosted by the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday, where independent candidate Alicia Heath told SMH,
I find it a bit disingenuous when I hear attacks against other candidates about climate change when that same candidate is preferencing the people in a direct opposition to those policies.
Dr. Jackson also explains the history of how preferencing has worked and how it could turn out in this election.
Unfortunately, when it comes to independents and their how-to-vote cards, there is no predictability. When it comes to Liberal Party preferences, which won't be distributed in this case, Liberal Party voters tend to be very good at following preference recommendations. Labor, to a certain extent, although they have in recent days seemed to be more free-thinking, Greens will go all over the place, even though the Greens are actually preferencing Labor in terms of their how-to-vote card. Their voters may well have already shifted to Phelps or be thinking about shifting a second preference to Phelps in the hope that Phelps could actually take the seat from Sharma, or at least certainly from the Liberal Party, and create a certain amount of division within Parliament.
The government recently announced its thoughts on the location of the Israeli embassy, which some may consider to be a move to warm up the large Jewish community in Wentworth. Jeremy Jones, Director of International Affairs at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, disagrees with the notion that it's a political move.
Because Australia, although nominally a secular state, holds elections on the Saturday, which is the Jewish Sabbath, which means there'll be quite a number of people in this electorate who will have to pre-vote or postal vote. I know I've pre-voted. Many of the people I know have already voted. So if it was all about trying to get religious Jews, anyway, on side, the announcement would have had to be made earlier.
What is a potential problem within the electorate's Jewish community is the legislation around gay students and teachers. Alex Refchon from the Executive Council of Australian Jewry said an important matter was the ability to engage in and teach Jewish practices.
I think it might. It will be certainly one issue among many that the voters of Wentworth and the Jewish community and the LGBT and other sub-communities in the area will certainly consider. For the Jewish community, because we have a number of Jewish schools in the electorate, it's very important from our perspective that the law enables Jewish schools to be operated to teach students in line with Jewish laws, ethics and values.
Alex Refcon of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, ending that report by Henry Tai and Daniel Sorluka.